Okay, so big breath in and out. Continuing to feel the opening that you've created this weekend. The opening for love, the opening for your heart. And relax into the knowing that you're supported in this. That each and every one of our hearts and souls is supported and loved. And that we are not alone in this journey. That we have an endless supply of light around us and also within us when we turn it on. And cry on the star mothers, the entourage, all celebrate us each moment, each time we say yes to being divine, we are celebrated. Each moment we say yes to being loved, we are celebrated. Each moment that we heal, that we surrender to the path before us that is guided so beautifully by Spirit, we are celebrated. Take a breath. Let yourself feel what it is like to be honored as the human here opening the portal to their divinity.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Thirty years ago, I came to my partner in a very cryptic way. To him, it was frightening, but he got over it. There are those who would ask the man, the engineer, what was the turning point? When you had all of the logic that said this could not be, you had all of the fear from those around you who had said, be careful, it's evil. And yet you went anyway. What was the transition? What convinced you? I'll tell you this. I knew the man well enough to know what would win him over. He wasn't ready for it. No amount of logic can ever surpass love. It cannot. And when he sat in the chair over and over, he had the most amazing love wash he had never had before, ever. In his younger days, indeed, he went to organized religion, and he found love there. He found love there, kept him there. But he never experienced anything like Spirit could give him. When he sat in the chair all alone. And that's what convinced him above logic. Love has no logic, dear ones. You know, you can't explain it. And we've said it before. It's kind of funny to think about it. Two people, one staring into the eyes of the other, they're both taking a deep breath, and one says finally to the other, I love you. And the other one says, what do you mean by that? Would you explain it? And you don't. You can't. And you wouldn't. You all know that even human love has attributes that are so beautiful it can cause anxiety at certain levels where you cannot sleep at night. There's too much love. Falling in love is the most beautiful things that humans can do. And you can do it with each other, and you can do it with an animal, and you can do it with God. Falling in love is almost eyeball to eyeball. It's a relationship that you have that you can't explain. You can't explain it. Some people may ask you what happened at this meeting, and you can't explain it. You might say, well, I learned something. And when they say, well, what do you learn? It's tough, isn't it? What if you learned that love is so big that it changes your own heart with you? What if love was so big that it goes beyond anything you can even explain to anybody? But you come out feeling different. What would happen if all of a sudden you found that you had something that you never thought you had before, that you were loved in a way you never thought you were loved before? You'd take pause, perhaps. Maybe you'd think about it, and some would even weep in gratitude. It's not that God loves you. I'll tell you about oneness yet again. If Spirit, God, is the master creator, the master physicist, the master biologist, the one who has orchestrated life on this planet, then that entity, that beautiful consciousness, knows every plant, every weed, every leaf, every grain of sand on the earth. Not just in a linear way, but in a multidimensional way, the creator of it all. And you can't just say, well, I discovered that God loves me. I'll tell you what you discover. In the oneness of everything, you discover that everything loves you. Have you ever met a tree hugger? Oh, I'm sorry, there are some here. And perhaps you were a tree hugger before you ever got interested in anything spiritual. Perhaps you were the ones that said, well, you know, my spirituality is in the forest. That's where it begins. Because you go into the forest and you feel the unconditional love of nature for nature. You realize you're part of the system of nature. And when you walk next to the tree, some of you can feel the consciousness of the age, of the wisdom, of nature itself. And you say, I'm home. This is where I should be. This is where I belong. And this becomes your church. And rightfully so, it is the beginning of the understanding of oneness. If you ask the tree hugger, does the forest love you? And the tree hugger would say, that's why I go there. Yes. I can go there for solace, and I can breathe the air, and I can feel the love of all things. And even if you weren't spiritual, I'll tell you, you felt the love of God. How do you explain to anybody if you suddenly have a realization, aha, an awareness, an awakening, that to be loved by the Creator is to be loved by every piece of matter in the universe? There is an experience when you walk into the woods, tree hugger, and you know it, that says not only you are one, but there is caring there. The caring is that you are part of the system. And the forest does not then point at you and say, stay away, you're evil. The forest welcomes you. The trees breathe and they give you oxygen. One of the most amazing experiences is to walk into the rainforest. We've said this before, the greatest creation of oxygen comes from that which you call moss. There's more of it growing than there are leaves. And it coats the trees in the rainforest. When you walk in there, you feel so good. You are over-oxygenated. That's what you're feeling. Why would they give you so much oxygen? Dear ones, this is the lifeblood of your system. You oxygenate when you walk into the forest. The trees are greeting you in a certain way that says, you're welcome, you're welcome. And if you could at least begin to transfer that in the civilization that you live in the culture that you live in, even if you're mid-city and you cannot see bushes or trees for a long distance, even if your feet cannot touch dirt and they're only on cement, I will tell you this, that you can be in the forest. Because the very air that you're breathing came from the trees and the moss who say, I know you, I love you. And you are one with all things. And that is part of the creative source. Can you understand oneness to the degree that to be loved by God is to be loved by every piece of matter anywhere? The Creator's matter knows your name. And this is why we had said so many times to those who look at God dimly through a glass in an older energy and paint a picture of what they understand from only their own experience, God then becomes a parent. And the only examples they've ever had of parenting is their own. And all through history then, God becomes a human parent. It's as good as it gets because they cannot fathom anything more than that. And you see the result of it because God has then become a dysfunctional parent to so many. The God who loves you beyond measure is the God who will then punish you beyond measure. It doesn't make sense. But there's no judgment in this because this came from an older energy. Before the energy started to develop and enhance itself so that you could see a little clearer through that veil. And the first thing you saw through the veil was not punishment or anger, but light. There are criticisms of those who believe what they believe in this very room listening to this channel. And when they say, you have no substance, you have no prophet, and you have no doctrine. So you just float around in la-la love land. God bless the floater. Because that floater has not just a tree hugger, he's a God hugger. One who understands that a prophet is not really necessary if you can emulate the Creator itself. And so you don't walk around like little gods. You create a oneness of the one God and you participate in the beauty of it. And in the participation of the beauty of it, there then comes wisdom. And the wisdom starts to grow. The man in the chair 30 years ago had no idea about today. And in that growth that he had to learn to get out of the way of himself. He had to learn the difference between channeling information and ego. He had to make up his mind how he had to survive in the channeling experience. And it's different, dear ones, than if you were to survive in a channeling experience. He had love pouring into him. so strong that he couldn't talk. He couldn't think. And so he started writing it down instead because it was safer. He was afraid of what people would think. He made finally the books he had, and he made his name small enough that no one could see it, and he put it on the back. That was fear. It took him years to go beyond that. The human has to get out of the way and practice getting out of the way, and it takes practice over time. But I'll tell you what happens. The body starts to understand what you're doing. Dear ones, as you sit in front of me, are you aware that if you start the progress and the process of progress, of enlightenment, the body knows what you're doing? Every cell was made by the Creator. The patterning of the Creator is in you. Your innate knows who God is and your higher self is. All the things that you claim are higher within you are part of that creative source that you're trying to get to and understand better. And when you start the process, the body understands. And it starts to then give you an allowance for understanding. That's what happened to the man in the chair 30 years ago. That over time, he began to recognize the difference between himself and his consciousness and the pure consciousness that comes from the other side of the veil. And whereas in the beginning he was confused and had no idea, and his channeling was cryptic, didn't flow with long spaces. When he tried to channel in front of others, he sweat. So nervous, so anxious, working so hard. And then there was a time when it got easier and it got better for him. And then there was the time when he could finally relax and understand the difference. And then a little over a decade ago, when I said to him in the shower, "Are you ready to go to the next level?" I could see his mind working and the great disappointment that he had when I asked him that, because he thought he was at the highest level. At some level, in linearity, in an older energy, perhaps. But I told him the next level is a meld. A meld so that when you walk around every single day, you're in channel. And the channel that you're in is not the kind in the chair you listen to now. It's the one that has one foot on the other side of the veil and one in this one. The one that walks around and sees humans differently. A meld where you don't have to really try as hard. Where your ego does not get in the way. It sits in the back seat and irritates you. But it never gets to drive the car. That's the meld that is coming to you. You ask linear questions, you always do. How can I do this? How can I do this? What do I do about the duality? What do I do about this and that? Never understanding that you're working too hard. You don't have to do much at all except to accept this wonderful meld that's coming your way through an evolved consciousness and through your innate that says, how would you like to walk all the time in a form of channel? And that form would be your higher self comes in and stays in. You know what meditation is? It's an effort to touch that part of yourself And in that part, you age less because you breathe correctly and all of that. And the longer you can stay in meditation, you know that, the better things are. And that, dear ones, is accurate and true in an older energy. Today, I will tell you the truth. That meditation is the attempt to get to that meld that my partner is in right now and stay there. You can do this by yourself without the effort of the meditation, and it's always there. You wake up with it, you go to sleep with it, because it becomes you, a constant state of awareness of what is around you and touching the other side of the veil. We have admonished those who call themselves New Age to stop chasing people away, to stop being strange and weird. And there's a reason why some of you do that. And that is so you be left alone. In your own way, to worship in your own way, to be your own spiritual person and not have those bother you. And now we have told you so many times, you accept this meld. You won't be weird. You'll walk around and you will look not only normal, but beyond normal. You'll have a love quotient, which is more than most have. And you'll be seen as loving and wise and safe to most people. The attributes of the masters who walked this planet is they were safe. People could approach them. They wanted to be with them. There was no competition of conversation. The masters of this earth had something in common, all of them. They listened. And when they listened, those who would talk to them knew they were getting through and they were being loved every moment that they were being heard. This is the new human. The tree hugger doesn't have that, not that much wrong with that, you know. That's almost all the way there. Without any spirituality, the tree hugger has it all. Now you add to that the knowledge of the spiritual soul that is involved, that you are. And now you know why the forest greets you. Did you know that Gaia was created for you? There are those who believe that humans are the worst things that ever happened to Gaia. You'll get over that, and you will learn the partnership as you stop polluting. But a truth that you should know is this, is Gaia was created for you. That's your best friend, this planet and all that it represents. And it's so close to the higher self that you want to touch. I close this message again with the knowledge that I'd like to give you and the wisdom I would like to give you. It says this: you are part of the system of beauty on this earth. You never, ever came to suffer. An old energy system will tell you that because that's all they knew. Be the ones to start something new. And that new something is self-sufficient God within, oneness with all things that brings you to wisdom and a place of balance where anxiety and worry for you personally has got to get into the back seat. Because what you emanate in a meld with spirit is beautiful and light-based. And that will be your normal. The pendulum is swinging from dark to light on this planet and illuminating so many things that are inappropriate. Let this be the same with you. And in that, you will see the inappropriate things in your own life And you can drop them like a hot potato. You can go the other direction because you will be supported in that decision, and every cell of your body will know it. The trees will know it. The air you breathe will know it. Creation will know it. Let it be so. Leave differently than you came. And so it is.